This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Cold cornfields, hot politics, the collision of Christmas and caucuses in Iowa as the GOP candidates try to close out the year on a high note. On this Thursday, December 22nd, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Celeste is out today. We're going to begin in Iowa and take a look at Ron Paul's surge to see where Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney stand. And we're also going to focus on a curious issue in Iowa, and that is Iowa voters don't like to vote for women. What does that mean for candidates, and what does it mean for the entire primary process? We'll talk about that. A lot of you are still talking about our story yesterday on rebranding the Occupy Wall Street movement. Dana wrote this on our Facebook page. What's up with this rebranding nonsense? Occupy Wall Street is a people's movement to reclaim democracy, not a market commodity. I love our listeners. You can share at 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But let's go to the morning's top headlines. The death toll is rising following a coordinated string of bombings in Iraq. Officials say at least 5 dozen people have been killed as explosions ripped through 11 Baghdad neighborhoods. Bombs were said to go off for hours in the midst of a government crisis between Shiite and Sunni political leaders. The attacks come just days after American forces left the country. Peace observers arrive in Syria today at the behest of the Arab League in an effort to quell tensions between anti-government protesters and the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. A member of the opposition Syrian National Council tells our partner the BBC he doesn't expect much from the team.
The violence against the protesters escalating and increasing very dangerously. More than 300 have been killed in the last 3 days. The Assad regime did not implement or accept the Arab Initiative. It's true that he signed it, but there is no actions. Only they have a signature on some papers.
The voice there of Radwan Ziadeh, who's of the Syrian National Council. That's the opposition movement inside Syria. Activists accuse the government of killing more than 200 people just in the days leading up to the arrival of the Arab League activists. It would constitute one of the worst spans of violence in the 9-month-old uprising. Russia's president wants to overhaul the way his country holds elections. In his most extensive remarks since the disputed parliamentary elections, President Dmitry Medvedev pledged to return to direct election of governors and says Russia needs democracy, not chaos. Bank of America has agreed to pay $335 million to settle allegations of discrimination within its countrywide financial lending unit. Attorney General Eric Holder says loan officers charged higher fees and rates to more than 200,000 minority customers.
These allegations represent alarming conduct by one of the largest mortgage lenders in the country during the height of the housing market boom.
The Justice Department says the agreement is the largest residential fair lending settlement in U.S. history. President Obama is again calling on the Republican-led House to give final approval to a bill temporarily extending the payroll tax holiday. The president called House Speaker John Boehner to urge him to bring the Senate-passed legislation to a vote, but Republicans aren't budging. The payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits expire at the end of the year. And the holiday shopping season looks stronger than expected. Sales from November through this past Saturday rose 2.5% compared with a year ago. However, retailers are still pushing as the final week before Christmas can account for 20% of seasonal sales. Looking at the markets now, Asian markets are down. European indices are remaining up at this hour, and futures are up for Wall Street as well. They've been up all morning long. The Dow gets underway at 12,107. The S&P opens at 1,243, and the Nasdaq begins at 2,249. Holiday music, holiday traditions. We're asking you to share your favorite and least favorite holiday songs with us. Kurt wrote to request a song by George Jones in honor of his new recording Academy Lifetime Achievement Award. Kurt, this is George singing Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus with Tammy Wynette.
Honey, the snow outside is softly falling. The kids are all tucked in and fast asleep. We've got a cozy den with a big old fireplace burning. Don't you think it's time we think about you and me?
anyone can write a holiday tune this time of year. Help us. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Give us your suggestion of holiday music to remix the holidays. We'll be talking with someone a little later on in this hour. Or just go to thetakeaway.org. Coming up in a few minutes, the latest from Iowa, less than 2 weeks before the caucuses.